Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Lions.
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
All right, guys, we've arrived at Friday. Lions finally get to get back out on the field and put last week behind them. Maybe last year behind them. Is this a revenge game? John, I think you put it as a statement game in your notes.
Yeah, because I don't believe that this can even qualify for a revenge game. Now, for some fans, maybe it is. In regards to, obviously, the way the season ended last year, but the stakes aren't the same.
I know.
You can't eliminate Washington from anything. I mean, okay, you can make it harder game on them, but yeah, it's not a playoff game. And quarterback's not playing. Left tackle's probably not playing. Receiver's not playing. They got injuries on defense. Like, it's just, to me, there's nothing about this that says revenge. To me, it's more of a statement game, and I don't even know how much of a statement you can make against Washington with all those injuries I just mentioned, but it's going on the road, and to me, the statement needs to be the run game is right back where it needs to be. The play action game, the protection, all of that stuff is solidified, and then everybody's still going to look at it and say, well, it was a beat-up Washington team. But you got to go there and take care of business. Like, we don't see, that's probably the first time that we've seen a Dan Campbell team lose to a team that they just simply shouldn't have lost to since year one.
Yeah, I think there was it the Bears in 23 was one they probably shouldn't have lost. There's the Panthers the 1 year on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but even you know, okay,
but it's
we're
been
talking
a couple years.
It's been a couple of years.
They turned a corner, and this is very uncharacteristic what we saw in Minnesota or against Minnesota.
Right. And so I do think that there could be some statements made in this. But the real, you know, statement game is going to be against the Eagles.
But you got to get there.
Right.
You got to set that up. And I do think, John, it's not just go into Washington and win. It's going to Washington and build some confidence.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be confidence from the fan base. Confidence in themselves. You know, go into Philadelphia with a little momentum from your offensive line. I think that's the position group we've spotlighted all week. But just in general, like, John, let's see some rhythm offensively. Let's see Jared Goff getting the ball out to playmakers. Let's see him playing with a little bit of swagger. Let's see that offensive line take this a little personal this week.
And what did we say, like coming out of the Eagles game, where it's the first 10 games of the season, before the season started? Now, we thought that it would be a rougher start to the season with a road trip to Baltimore. We knew the trip to the Packers would be tough, but I think most people thought that that was going to be a win. The trip to Cincinnati, to the Chiefs, playing the Bucs. Like, I think we said, hey, if you can just get to Philly or, you know, come out of that Philly game at 6-4, that you would be in good position.
Yeah.
They are still in position to be much better than that.
If you would have told me Aleem McNeil was going to be back as early
right.
as he was, you know, you would spotlight this Eagles game as one you could win.
Mm-hmm.
I have some doubts given what they look like up front on the offensive line. They can silence some of them this week, ultimately can put them to bed in Philadelphia.
And they may ultimately come out of that Eagles game at 6-4.
Maybe.
And then looking at the rest of the schedule with, you know, the Giants, the Cowboys, you know, the Steelers are a little better, a little more worrisome, but, and it's Aaron Rodgers coming to, you know, Ford Field. And, but I think, you know, this needs to be that statement game of, okay, we're still that team that doesn't lose back-to-back games. We're still that team that can run the ball, that we're still that team that can protect our quarterback. And it's, I'm going to be laser focused, as I'm sure a lot of people will be, on Kyoto Owusika.
You brought him up one of the days this week.
And, as we're looking at the trade deadline.
And highlighted what a big opportunity this is for him personally.
He's going into he is in his fourth season. Next year, he'll be a free agent. And this opportunity has just fallen in his lap. Now, what has he done while he has been backing up Christian Mahogany? Has he kept all the skills sharp? And his track record says that he has, because he came in the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago and played great. Played last year. They won every single game that he started last year. This is a guy that has a lot of money on the line because he's been a backup. Can he go out there and prove, and I think most of us believe he'll probably be starting the rest of the regular season, and can he solidify himself as a starting guard in the NFL going into free agency? No one's going to think that Owusika is going to break the bank, but he can make himself a hell of a lot of money by playing really well.
We learned about this guy way back on Hard Knocks. Undrafted, practice squad guy. Mm-hmm. He started in the NFC title game.
Could be a great story.
I'm not proclaiming him to be a Pro Bowler or anything like that.
No.
But he has the chance, if not for the sake of the Lions offensive line, for the sake of his bank account. This is a huge 6, 8, 10 week stretch for Owusika. 248-539-9797. Guys, what are the emotions for this game? Is revenge on the mind? Is confidence something you're looking to build here? How would you describe it? Because, John, I agree with you. I don't think you can get revenge in this spot. You can't undo what happened in last year's playoff game. You can't. I won't get the satisfaction of undoing last year's playoff game if they win this by 100 points. It wouldn't solve what happened last year. It doesn't win a playoff game this year. It doesn't prove anything against a beat-up Commanders team.
But is there a measure? And if people think this is a revenge game, I'm not going to argue it with them, because something that was out of the control of the Detroit organization was 2 years ago in Dallas. And it was the fact that, hey, we felt a win was stolen from us because of officiating. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden the week or the year after that, you put it on Dallas, in Dallas, on Jerry Jones' birthday. And we all celebrated it. We all thought it was wonderful.
So, John, I thought this was the Dallas game for sure this year on the schedule when the schedule came out.
Yep. Yeah.
That this was the game that the players were definitely putting that extra circle on. And I still think that exists, but I guess as a fan, I'm just a little bit kind of withdrawn because there's no Jaden Daniels.
Right.
It doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, you know, they're not as good as maybe we thought they were. It's like the Cowboy game last year was early, or about mid-October. So you had enough hadn't played out in the season yet to know what teams were.
Is this the Cowboy game or is this the Niner game?
Probably the Niner game, even though it was the Cowboy game before, but now it's the Niner game.
Because the Niner game last year was the game against the team that eliminated them. It's also the game they didn't need to win, but they still said, F it, and they scored 40 points.
Yeah.
You know, I am encouraged to see that both tackles were back at practice yesterday. There's a chance the Lions come up and roll up a crooked number this week.
It certainly is possible, and I'm just trying to find the injury update. Maybe it does look like Larry Mutunsil, their left tackle, is going to play, but Terry McLaurin, it looks like he's not going to play. Luke McCaffrey was put on IR. Their wide receiver group, and obviously we know Jaden Daniels is out. Yeah.
Get more of your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Do you want revenge? What are your emotions? 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
He's just showing off now. I mean, what started off when Two Cuts was getting into it with the La Cosa Nostra and can't wait to say that. Now you're just showing off.
What am I showing off?
The Japanese pronunciations of these names. These aren't easy names.
Who's the first one?
Munetaka Murakami.
Oh, I thought it was Drew Murakami. Earlier in the show, I called Bo Nix Drew Nix. I'm going to call everybody Drew. Yeah.
It doesn't get much easier than Bo Nix. I have to say that.
And I screwed that up. This kid comes in here. I mean, just blasted.
Okay, Munetaka Murakami.
You screwed up the easiest name in football. It's five letters.
Murakami, anybody that's played MLB The Show has heard that name over and over. So that's, I'm cheating a little bit with that one. But
yeah, but you rattled off like three or four names in a row there that were all very impressive.
Well, in full transparency, I screwed up Darvish. I didn't get the H sound at the end of that one. If people, odyssey.com/rewind.
Report to the corner office. Yeah.
But, I mean, these are all names we've heard. Seiya Suzuki, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the Murakami we hadn't heard, Drew Murakami.
I won't correct you this time.
Thank you, Two Cuts.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Carson Anderson, 97, won a ticket. All right, Gator, look, I...
56 home runs in 2022.
I've always wondered, and we'll have some baseball stuff before the day is done. I've always wondered, I talked about how sometimes when everybody zigs, I like to zag.
Yeah.
And I think that you can find examples of teams that did. When you fail, everybody says you tried to be the smartest guy in the room. But when you succeed, you end up with Kurt Cignetti as your head coach. There was a minute there that Luke Fickell looked like he was going to Michigan State.
Yeah, more than a minute. Yeah.
And I thought he was going to get fired. And apparently Chris McIntosh, the AD, has recommitted to him. By Wisconsin. And if Michigan State does decide to move on from Jonathan Smith, I was really interested in whether or not, okay, wash away what happened at Wisconsin. Do you still want Fickell?
No.
Okay.
100% no.
All right. Because this would be a zag move. Like, we don't care what happened there. We liked him a lot a few years ago. Put him in a different situation. Hopefully he's learned from his mistakes.
Luke Fickell is 0-2 with his big college opportunities at Ohio State,
everything's handed to you at Ohio State.
Well, I was an interim.
I get it. But, I mean, you take the helm at Ohio State, all right, and turn that into a 6-6 program for that year that he was there. Mm-hmm. And then they switch over to the Herbs and they go undefeated.
So where did he excel? He excelled with a program as a bit of an underdog, and that could be Michigan State right now. It's a moot point because he's staying.
Well, no, I'm saying he's just better destined to be at a school that's at a smaller school and not a Big Ten school. So whatever. But he's going to be at Wisconsin.
They gave it's a moot point. But I was getting ready. Like, this was like, okay, when he gets let go, we'll talk about this and whether or not Michigan State fans will want to revisit it, because sometimes it doesn't work out at your first stop and you give a guy a chance and you get Bill Belichick or you get Pete Carroll, or guys who failed in one place and then were successful at another.
Yeah, you can let it play out. And I think that had Cleveland let it play out a little bit with Belichick, that maybe they'd be in a better place, sure. But they didn't let it play out.
Well, Wisconsin, I guess, is letting it play out.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, you and I both talk a lot about Luke Fickell at Wisconsin and how ugly it looks. They're the worst team in the Big Ten. The worst team. 18th in the Big Ten in rushing the football. That's Wisconsin.
That's who is incredibly difficult. And I'm not stunned that the AD stuck with him, because this is the AD that hired him.
Yeah.
And that AD decided he didn't want Paul Chryst and moved on from Paul Chryst. And Paul Chryst kept producing winners. and no, they weren't playing for a national championship. Think of all the Wisconsin teams, though, over the past 20 years that would be playoff teams under this format. Right? And they wanted more than what Paul Chryst was giving them. And Paul Chryst, if he just kept doing Paul Chryst things, he very well could have had that team in a playoff. But alas, it did not happen. And yeah, they look rudderless. Like, got away from their identity and tried to do something different. And now I guess they're trying to get back to the identity and they can't run the ball.
Well, are they doing, I guess, what you're telling Michigan State to do? Which is, instead of spending the money on a buyout, spend the money that you would spend on a buyout and spend it on players.
I'm not telling anybody to do anything, especially at Michigan State.
Yeah. It was a suggestion.
Yes.
An option.
I think stability in this year, if you're a program that can have stability, you can clean up. So many programs have fired their coaches, which doesn't mean all of their roster is free agents. And it doesn't mean all of their commits are free agents. But I got to tell you, if your coach got fired and your team is, you know, a zombie at the end of this year, those kids are looking around. And those programs know what the programs with stability know what kids are looking around. And they can go shopping off your roster. And, you know, it's just something to keep in mind if you're, think if you are in favor of whatever program you like, and I know in this town we have one fan base that really wants to make a change at the top, and another fan base where I think there's a small amount of people, but they think, oh, I don't know if it's going to happen with this guy. Stability is a good thing to have in this off season.
It is, and I agree with that. But for Michigan State, in order to have that work for them, they got to show something the last three games of the season. Otherwise, the guys that are already there, that are still there right now, may not want to be there to stick with this coach.
It doesn't mean you keep a coach, okay? If you,
you've got to show something last
Of course. And stability can be a variety of ways. Like, one of the questions I have as far as what's going on in Michigan State is, people are all fired up about Rossi being down on the field. Would that even be considered a possible solution?
What?
As if you were to make him an interim coach to see what he would do, just to see what he would do.
I wouldn't.
Okay. Yep. I mean, I'm I've stated before, I hate that a coach has a year in change and suddenly people want to pull the plug.
Yeah,
I don't like this world, but
I'm of the mind that you hang on to Jonathan Smith for the last three games, see what happens in these last three games. And is he worthy of hanging on to? And you'll know, because you'll know if players want to get out or not. And if players want to get out, then you're going to have to react, because whether he stays or he goes, if the player's going to go, they're going to go. So I'll see how this team plays in the next 3 weeks. If they play with heart, determination, if they can win two or maybe three of these games, it'd be great. It's not easy to do. Playing against Penn State is not going to be easy. Playing at Iowa is not going to be easy. I don't think much of Maryland. I think it's a similar program to Michigan State, but they're going to have to win that game too. But that'd be the last game of the season, and if you lose the first two of those three, then how many guys are even going to want to play in that last game? There's a lot to be determined, but no one says you have to make any moves right now.
All right, it's Carson Anderson, 248-539-9797. We are interested in what you think this Lions game Sunday. Who is it about? What is it about? What do you need to see? How will you feel better come Monday? What will be reassuring? Hey, I think if they get this, get that, is there a player? Is there a position group? Is there a coach? Who do you think this game's about? Both Gator and Kang said they think it's about Hank Fraley, the O-line coach. I think it's about John Morton, the offensive coordinator. And to be clear, it's not like we're saying, hey, they can't get it done. I think it's important that they have a good day at the office, though. It's a good way to put it. Who needs a good day at the office for the Lions? 248-539-9797. NBA Cup starts tonight. We'll talk about that today at 201.
Woo! Yeah!
Well, at 201, we'll get to it. Also,
come on!
Got to get to the latest on Scooble. People they're not going to stop talking about it, and they're talking. Hear what is being said today at 11:20. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, 5 o'clock, we'll turn our attention to the Lions. I know it's a strange week. No Michigan or Michigan State, thank God. And then the Lions, it's kind of a dead opponent. And no, I don't do the disco crap. Yes, I believed you were going to beat the Bucs, but that was situational, and I thought you beat them bad. But this is a weird game. There's no Jaden Daniels. There's no Terry McLaurin. There's just an empty husk of a football team that Seattle went to their place and dropped a bomb on them. Dan Campbell doesn't lose back-to-back games. I would assume the Lions are pretty, pretty, pretty pissed, and they're going to try to drop a bomb on this team. But here's my question, something different, Rico. Dan Campbell was pretty confident in saying, look, there's a couple of tweaks you can make, and
they'll be all good. Here's my question to you, my question to Lion fans. Where does that little tweak come from? What is it? What is that thing that you in your mind say, hey, do this or play this person? What is it?
I think the little tweak comes from the offensive side of the ball. I think the little tweak comes from better protection from the O-line and maybe even a combo play of coming up with some better play calls and not being so predictable. But I think that's where your tweak comes from, because kind of like last year, your defense is what it is and you're missing a lot of bodies and you just got to, that's, you don't have the depth. So you know how you combated that last year? You scored a lot of points. Well, Ben Johnson's not there and you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to put up at least 27 or so points. Now you get fortunate because you're going up against Marcus Mariota and an injured Commanders team. But I think it's the offensive line. You caught a break that both your tackles are able to play, but you got to find a way to get your running game established, because we've said this all season. This is a very run-oriented offense. And if you cannot run the ball, you can't move the ball. You're not scoring because your play action becomes null and void. Your running backs now have to stay in and block to help keep Goff upright. When they're able to get Gibbs at 100 yards, when they were able to bring in Montgomery and he could pick up another 50 or 60 yards, then your jet sweeps works. Then your play action works.
Jet sweeps, what's that?
Well, that's when you send Amon-Ra in motion, you see, catch him.
Dude, I'm telling you, your offense is in Chicago. This is what we talked about. And John Morton, look, separate this over now 8 games. All right, you dropped a bomb on the Bears. You dropped a bomb on the Browns. You dropped a bomb on the Bengals. And you dropped a bomb on the Ravens. Now, I'll give you credit for the Ravens one, but let's face it, none of those teams have a good defense at all. When you faced decent defenses, good defenses, Green Bay, oh, no bueno. Vikings, no sir. Kansas City, nope. And even the Bucs game, let's be fair, you won 24-9. You could have scored 50 if your offense was operating. Rico, I think you've hit on something. And look, tweaks, small things in the offense, but TJ sat here, I don't know what, 2 hours ago now. There's just nothing there. Pre-snap, there's we're going to nerd out.
That's okay.
Hold my hand and
it's
nerd
Friday.
Out.
It's Friday, and it's still Michigan State.
Let's go back out to last week when Seattle played the Commanders. All the different ways they were moving around JSN and utilizing him in the formation, right? Guy had like 7 catches in the first half. Did Amon-Ra play last week? Like, these are the moments where I go, okay, I'm not trying to compare John Morton to Ben Johnson. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is, can John Morton, doing things his way, be 75-80% of what Ben Johnson produced? The problem is, when you watched your game and you watched the Bears game, and I understand the Bengals suck, it's stylistically, you've lost all the creativity. And I think when we were talking to TJ, that's what hurts the running game. Like, San Francisco for years was awesome with Shanahan's scheme of manipulating the pre-snap to open up, in air quotes, the run game. That's what you did. Mm-hmm. Now the Lions just come to the line and just do what they do. And it's just...
Let me ask this question, and maybe I'm out in left field, or maybe I'm getting ready to kick a hornet's nest. But I do wonder if the offense last week especially got changed a little bit because of the whole apology to J-Mo, I need to get him more involved. You didn't do what you have done earlier in the year, and you didn't really try to establish that run because you were trying to pass the ball a little bit more. Hence, we didn't see Amon-Ra that much. Maybe it was plays that were designed for J-Mo, and we just saw it at the end when he caught the touchdown pass. But I just thought that was – I still think that was weird that you singled out a particular person to apologize for. It's like, dude, you're winning.
Yeah.
Don't apologize. When he gets his stuff, he gets his stuff.
The other problem is, even if they look good against Washington, you go right back to the flow chart of, okay, Browns, Bengals, Washington, Bears. Next week in Philly is all that's going to matter to people. I mean, whether you win by 1 or 100 this weekend, you got to win, and I expect they will. But that Eagle game is going to tell you a lot. Now, maybe the tweak is this. I mean, TJ brought an interesting point up. I'm not expecting it, but all right, Tristan Colon was repping at center. Does it give you the ability to take a series, kick Glasgow to guard, and try someone new? Sure. Frazier, the kid you took out of LSU, who I think he allowed 2 quarterback sacks his last 2 years at LSU as a pass protector. You know, is that someone now who can come in and give you some depth? I don't have a great answer. I don't. I just know offensively, Rico. You know what? Couldn't have said it better myself. But I'd like to hear from the people. What is it? Is it more or less Gibbs? Is it stop with the JMO thing? Is it focus on, like, what is this tweak that Dan Campbell speaks of? Look, defensively, I don't have any problems with this team. I don't.
No. I mean, I think they're doing their job with the players. It'll be no Kirby Joseph. He's out for this game.
That one worries you, doesn't it?
It does, because I think this is going to be something lingering. I think this is something that you, I don't know, maybe we'll see him December,
hopefully.
Well,
it's saying
that
his knee is not responding, because after the Kansas City game, you could have just put him on the IR. You could have just bought the 4 weeks, brought someone up from the practice squad. Now, he's going to be out 4 weeks. It means his knee isn't responding, and I think they even said it earlier. We thought it would have cleared up by now, and it hasn't. Doesn't mean it can't, but it's concerning, clearly. I still want to know what the hell went on in that blue tent. That guy, they wheeled him in there like Paul Pierce in the NBA Finals. And then he came out, he was dancing like Michael Flatley.
He looked like, remember in Super Tecmo Bowl when your guy went into the hospital and came running out the hospital to the field?
Yes.
That was him.
Yes. The best. Absolute best. Kenny, what is the tweak?
I'm with you in that I think it's or at least with TJ in that maybe you switch around the O-line a little bit, try some different looks. Because I'm with you. I think the Ben Johnson leaving, I think the jet sweeps are happening over there. And by the way, ticket texts are largely saying that one of the most common threads, at least that one of the most common trends, is where are the trick plays? People are demanding more trick plays, which I think is less of a tweak and more of a complete like swerve in the other direction. And
yeah, I mean, that's a philosophy
thing. Right. And I think that's also a Ben Johnson thing.
I'm not knocking TJ in the least. I don't think it's that he didn't want to say it. I just think it's he didn't know what to say. When TJ sat here for about 6 minutes and went through the lack of adjustments, and whether it was in their zone running scheme where they couldn't get the edge because Minnesota wasn't going to allow it and they did no counters, no pulling, whether it was the pass pro where routinely you were asking Jahmyr Gibbs to pick up freight train linebackers instead of, hey, John Morton, you like using two tight ends so much, put one in the A gap, we'll stone it at the line of scrimmage and fan out the line. You're basically going to have two centers on this play. Like, whose call is that? You know, is that Campbell? Is that Morton? Is that Fraley? Who's on the surface pro? And you make, look, I never want to act like those things are easy, all right? But there are certain things that when you're a professional, I don't care what your line of work is, things that are hard to people who don't do it are rather mundane to you. These are not crazy suggestions. These are not things that are, in air quotes, hard to fix. If you get beat man to man, hey man, that's a talent thing. They were getting beat scheme-wise. And to not adjust, and you're at home, it's not like you're in this wild environment and, oh my God, the 12th man, all the Starbucks nerds. Like, it just, Rico, that's scary. That just, it concerns me.
Is it fair to say that I want the tweaks to be the tweaks? And I know that sounds like a stupid thing to say out loud as I said it out loud.
Run that back.
Right. But I mean, like, make adjustments when things aren't working. Because it felt like in that last game when things weren't working, they were like, well, it will eventually. Let's just try the same thing.
Doesn't it feel a little bit too, guys? They're doing a lot of this kind of moving your food around the plate offense. A lot of east and west. And it's not amounting to anything. The screen game doesn't look the same. Look, this was part of the reason, and you guys got tired of hearing it, but the coordinator thing, the concern, it's a concern. Now, I think you've hit a home run with Kelvin Shepard. I do. That defense cannot be blamed for last week. Vikings had 17 points on 3 drives that all started in your territory.
But 9 was out there.
Why does he have to be so detestable? You ever think about that? Why does JJ have to? Who talks after they threw for like 12 yards?
Is that the new Mr. Unlimited?
It's something. He's a weird dude.
Nine.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket texts as well. But what are these small tweaks that Dan Campbell speaks of that will get this back to a place where you feel good? Because the last 3 weeks, and if you want to go season total, it's highs and lows. And in the aggregate, the numbers are not good offensively to where they should be on a third down conversion rate, on the pressure rate, and on the running game. And I'd be careful with points per game because you have to start asking yourself, how are we scoring against good teams? Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to get all fat and sassy.
Yeah, when you pile up the points against the Cincinnati's of the world.
That don't mean a lot.
Yeah. Empty calories.
All right, Lions play Washington on Sunday. Michigan and Michigan State with the weekend off. Other interesting games. This is going to be a fascinating college football weekend. In my opinion, I think it's going to be a really good one. But with that said, Lions are on the marquee today. And Scott, I want to ask the people, like, what's this game or who is this game about? Like, we're talking about a team that I think some people view of it right now that they're in crisis mode. That this is a team that is in crisis mode. And I think others just want to see them right the ship and aren't like panicked about it. But wherever you are and whoever, you know, whatever you believe, who or what do you think this game is about? So it could be about one person that you think needs to step up. It could be about one thing you want to see. It could be about one position group. But who or what do you think this game is really about? 248-539-9797. And Gator, I don't think that typically you and I are prone to wild emotional swings. And I think we try not to overreact to what our eyes saw last. Nobody thinks they're overreacting. I think most people think they are reacting appropriately, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, having authentic and genuine feelings. But I will tell you, I got a feeling that this is a very important game for John Morton, the offensive coordinator. As I've taken in the feedback from out of Allen Park as this week has gone on, and look back at the game, listen to what the players have said, listen to what the offensive coordinator has said, as I take all this information in, and yesterday the coordinators met with the media, I walked away thinking that this is a big game for John Morton. I walked away thinking, and I'm not saying he can't get the job done. I think it's important for John Morton that they go out and they run the football and they put up 30-plus points. Wouldn't be a bad weekend to put up a 50-burger either. I think everybody needs it. I think John Morton really needs it. And do I think he can get it done? Yeah, I think he can get it done. I think he could have the answers. But in the feedback that has come out of Allen Park, and then the conversations I've had off the air, I think it's an important game for John Morton.
I understand that. And see, I think the problems they're having are, it's more specific to the offensive line. I might say it's more on Hank Fraley than it is on John Morton, but I understand what you're saying. But if the offensive line can't get it together, that's a massive problem. And yet I also want to give him a break because I understand you don't have Frank Ragnow at center, and now you don't have Chris Mahogany at left guard, and you may or may not have Taylor Decker at left tackle. And it's been a struggle this season because Decker has missed a couple of games. So I understand, and it's going to take a little bit of time here, but I mean, we're running out of time. We're starting the approach into the second half of the season. And we might see some new faces on the offensive line. We're definitely going to see a new one at left guard in Awosika, but he has played left guard before. But I would say it's, you know, if you have a problem specifically with an offensive line, then I think it's more an offensive line coach issue. And I'm not blaming Hank Fraley.
Right, right.
I think Hank Fraley's great, but I think this is where he's really got to coach these guys up and make sure that they're on the same page. I don't know if that's the coordinator's job or if that's the line coach's job.
I mean, I think when you show up on Sundays, you have a game plan, and sometimes your game plan doesn't work. And, you know, more often than not, it better, or you won't be doing that job for very long. And I'm comfortable in thinking that I think the Lions maybe got out-schemed a little bit this past Sunday. But what now has been shown on film, what Minnesota did, others will try and duplicate. And, you know, I usually think it's, and I subscribe to the rule that it's more about the Jimmys and Joes than the X's and O's, but that doesn't mean X's and O's aren't important. And Dan Campbell said this week that it's, you know, we can fix this. And others have said it. But if you are shorthanded or deficient in an area, you have to find a way to work around that. You have to find a way to either help out that, like, help out if it's a position group, if it's an area, like that. When I say area, I mean, if there's a problem with the interior of the offensive line, you need to find a way to address that. And, you know, there's a lot of comparisons. I don't expect, well, let me put it to you like this. I think if Ben Johnson were the offensive coordinator right now, I think he would have some challenges that he didn't have last year because Ragnow is gone. There are injuries up there. There's an experience up there. And so I'm not holding up John Morton, the new offensive coordinator, to the Ben Johnson 2024 Lions standard. I don't think that's fair. But I do think it's an important game for the offensive coordinator and the offensive staff, but the coordinator's in charge of that, to show that they can respond to whatever Minnesota did that Washington would be wise to try and mimic, right?
Yeah, I think another reason I'll throw it at more at the feet of Hank Fraley. Hank Fraley is also in his job description. It's not only offensive line coach. It's also run game coordinator. And the running game has not been as good for the Lions this season on a whole. Now, they've had a couple of, and it was against Tampa Bay. That's when Jahmyr Gibbs went off and had the big game. Mm-hmm. Montgomery had 150 yards, I think, rushing in one game. But beyond that, it's been a little bit of a struggle. They're averaging 4.4 yards per carry, which feels like it's not enough. They have 1,000 yards rushing on the season in 8 games, which is, I think, well below the 150 yards per game that they were averaging previously. So that's another area of the game that's got to get better. And that's everything up front. That's blocking up front.
Now, it's important to point out this is not a crisis. The Lions are second in the NFL in points per game, and they have no defensive touchdowns this year.
You're asking about specific to this game on Sunday.
Yep.
Who's this an important game for? And that's why, look, I'm not being hypercritical of these guys. I think this is an area.
I think it's important for them to have good days. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Who is this game, or what is this game about to you? 248-539-9797. Jim in Lake Orion. Hi, Jim.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, to me, this game is about what I said at the beginning of the season, and nobody was ready to hear it. Losing Ragnow, especially on the eve of training camp, was going to prove to be very problematic, if not devastated, especially if there's injuries. That's where we're at now. And in fairness to a coaching staff that has shown it can handle success and build something great, I think all evaluations on them are frozen right now. Because what made that offense great was the offensive line. They could hit you a million different ways. The linebacker, you were getting to the second level. David Montgomery looks like a much different back. That's all gone. It's been gone minus one game against the Bears for the whole season. Now with at least four or five guys significantly injured plus depth, it's going to be rough. They may get by this week here, but it's going to be rough. And what happened against Minnesota reminds me what Jeff Fisher did to the Lions in 95. He slowed them down. He still lost the game, but he gave the template for the Eagles to decimate him in the playoffs. And a team with the talent is going to be able to do what Minnesota did to the Lions for the rest of the year.
Well, sorry, go ahead, Gabe.
I'm not sure if that's fair. The Eagles, when they dismantled the Lions in the playoffs, the Lions scored, I think, 40 points and still got outscored by 20 or something. It was a crazy game. The Eagles' offense was ridiculous against the Lions' defense. I don't know if it was so much of a Lions' lack of offense.
It was a bunch of turnovers, though. It was a bunch of turnovers because of pressure.
Well, Jim, as much as you deserve your due, you weren't the only one worried about Frank Reich. I don't know if everything's frozen. Like I think it's fair to judge them, but I'm not. I don't think it's fair to hold them up to the standard last year because the Jimmys and Joes aren't as good. The roster offensively isn't as good without Frank Ragnow. There are still other ways to find to move the football and win, and they still have the second highest scoring offense in the NFL. Not a crisis, but important. I think that they go out and have a good game against a depleted defense and a defense that hasn't been that good. Greg in Westland. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, Greg, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, my main thing is, like, the coordinators, like, some of the – you know what's different, too? All the teams are doing trick plays. All the teams are going for fourth down. We haven't done any of those things. And I know that there is a new coordinators, but I think they need to know how to adjust. I think that's one of the problems with our coordinators. They do not adjust to the situation. It stays the same because our offense is so dry. You know, it used to be run and, you know, we didn't have any issues. And they need to come up with something different. I know they're new and everything, but you got some of the greatest players.
What do you mean the offense is dry?
It's dry because the running game is dead. The running game does not seem to be what it used to be. Whether it's the blocking, I don't know what you want to call it. But
they have a top 10 rushing attack in the NFL. It's not as good as it was a year ago.
It's not dead, far but from it's dead. Not, but it's nowhere
The previous caller said it's completely gone, and you just said it was dead. It's still a top 10 rushing attack in the NFL.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I mean, you know, the numbers say something, but the play doesn't help. It doesn't help the way we're playing sometimes. Because they have the fastest guy probably in football, Jahmyr Gibbs. He stands there and waits for the ball to be handed to him. In the meantime, the defense watches the ball being handed off. So they're not setting up things. I was expecting them to fool people. You got to make people think you're doing this, but you do that. They're not doing that
Greg,
anymore.
I would say this. I tend to agree with you with the running game. I don't think it's dead, but it's not as effective as it has been. And, yes, they've had a couple of games. They put up some big totals, but – by and large, it doesn't look like I don't have anywhere near as much confidence as I used to. If it's third and two, that they can hand it off and get the first down. It's been different. They had a lot of tackles loss this year.
It's not as good as it was.
No.
As far as Jahmyr Gibbs standing there and waiting for the I'm not trying to be a running back coach, but it's worked for him in the past. And it can work again. But I think it's an important game. Here's the other. I don't know the answers. Not a coach. Never coach football. Look at the results and tell you it doesn't look the same. It's not as good. Now, can they still win in a big way? Yeah, I think the defense is better. And they still have a ton of playmakers. And we're bitching about the second highest scoring offense in the NFL that hasn't, it hasn't looked as good in recent weeks against some better opponents. This is not a better opponent. This doesn't prove anything other than, hey, they can still do it against a bad team, which would be a good sign. It doesn't mean they're ready to roll necessarily. I'll feel that way if they have a good offensive game against Philly the next week. It's Carson Anderson. What's this game about, in your opinion? Who is it about? Who needs to step up? What needs to be better? What are you looking for Sunday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.